Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. This is the reason why there are a lot of people who are in a field that might be eligible for a particular award who focus on the purity of the work that they're doing and would like the award to be about that rather than about a combination of the quality of the work and the ability to navigate that social environment.
Right.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, we'll continue our discussion about awards and entitlement, looking at norm theory.
The idea that you can build a structure where any human judgment is out of it is a fiction. I mean, humans built the structure. So, I mean, it's not a matter of, I mean, this happens, Art and I experience this all the time with grades. You know, it's just like, well, if I do these things, so you tell me the bullet points, and if I get this thing, then I'll get that grade. Well, kind of, but there are judgments that are going to be made that aren't just based on, you know, checking off a certain number of criteria that are going to happen. Same thing in job interviews as well, right? And I think somehow this has been reinforced by Moneyball, you know, with the idea that what used to be the scouting system in professional baseball, that these knowledgeable people would watch players and look at their data and watch them play, and they would make decisions that were thought to be optimal. And then suddenly Moneyball came along, and then Billy Beane started to use algorithms to assess the potential players and built a World Series winning team, right? So I think that has been way overgeneralized to the idea that, you know, if you've got the right data, then you don't need human beings to exercise judgment. But what this misses is how much the brain can put together pieces of information that are stored in memory to reflect a judgment and to come up with a judgment in a way that's very useful. I mean, it's something that might not happen consciously, saying, you know, you get 4 points for that and 3 points for that. And so the idea that somehow we're going to create an objective criterion for this award. No, what we're going to do is we're going to take knowledgeable experts in the field, and they're going to look at a body of work, and then they're going to make a decision. But they are human beings, and there are social aspects of who they think they're reviewing that are part of the equation. And I don't know what you can do to possibly remove that altogether from any decision that any of us makes about anything.
Well, and you know, one of the things that's interesting is if you're in a field, then you get to see the discussions that go on related to awards that are given out. And you actually get a variant of an experimental result that Kahneman and his colleagues got related to something called norm theory. The idea behind norm theory is that you evaluate things with respect to a set of expectations. And the closer you are to some event that goes badly, the more upset you are. So, you know, this is the classic version of this was, involved people getting to the airport. They get stuck in traffic and they get to the airport late and they rush through security and get to the airline. And one person misses their flight by an hour and a half, and somebody else would have missed their flight by an hour and a half, except that the flight was delayed. And so they only missed it by 10 minutes. And the question is, who's more upset? And the answer is the person who missed it by only 10 minutes, because for them, there are more possible worlds in which one less thing would have gone wrong and they would have made their flight. Whereas if you're an hour and a half late, you just missed it.
Yeah. Right?
And so if we think about awards, those people who believe, you know what, I'm up for this thing. My work is of a caliber that I could be considered for this. Then when you don't get it, you think to yourself, well, there are more possible worlds in which something slightly different could have happened, and I would have gotten this award.
Exactly.
As opposed to, you know, like if I look at the Fields Medal, which is given out in mathematics, and I am not a mathematician, there is no, I'm not eligible for this award. So when I look at this, I just think, how cool is that?
Every year that I didn't
win
that.
Get the Fields Medal. That's a whole other thing.
That's true.
But on the other hand, I suppose if there was an award in my field and I looked at somebody who I thought, wow, their contribution to the field is, you know, pretty darn similar to mine. Why didn't I get this?
Yeah.
Well, now I can be more upset because I think, well, there's there are possible worlds in which things could have happened slightly differently, and then I would have been considered for this.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's easy then to get engaged in this and start to devalue the things that are obviously part of those possible worlds that are the thing that meant somebody else got it rather than you.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why the social elements to this can come to be so frustrating for people, because they're thinking, well, it isn't really the quality of the work, because you know, you line these things up and this person looks just like me, more or less. So you know, it isn't that, it was something else, and whatever that something else is, that's not important.
Next week, we'll dig into our archives for a show on the psychology of giving and receiving with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke.
For example, there's certainly a spate of giving that you get following a tragedy of some kind. And we've talked about that on past shows, that people will want to be generous in those situations in which they feel that there's an acute need on the part of somebody else. Although even there, it's interesting that those donations get affected by strange factors, like you're much more likely to give to a disaster that kills a lot of people than that injures a lot of people, even though in some ways they need the money more when people have been injured. So there's a situation in which we may end up giving to people who are very different from us, but we're doing it because of this other felt need.
And speaking of archives, if you find yourself with some free time over the holidays and would like to binge on a podcast about psychology, you can download and subscribe to Two Guys on Your Head wherever you get podcasts. And if you leave us a review while you're there, we would be eternally grateful. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.